You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're going to start out with a fantastic show today. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Maria Blasco from the National Cancer Research Center in Madrid, Spain, to talk about the 9 hallmarks of aging. Are you aging well? How do you know? We're going to talk about that. And then we'll be joined after that by Brooks Kubik to do part 3 of Building Muscle Mass the Dinosaur Way. But let's get started. Hello, Dr. Maria Blasco. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Okay, so we are going to talk about you and your colleagues recently published a paper citing the 9 hallmarks of aging, correct?
Correct, yeah.
What are the 9 hallmarks of aging, Dr. Blasco?
Okay, so this is a review paper in which myself and other authors review the field of aging during the last, particularly in the last decades, where there have been very many great advances in how we understand aging. So when we have organized these hallmarks in 9 hallmarks, they are all molecular processes that happen in our organism, which have been related to why we age. And these hallmarks we classify them in 3 types, what we call the primary hallmarks, which are the causes, the primary causes of aging, and these are all related to damage to ourselves or our DNA. So the idea is that damage is one of the primary causes of aging. This damage can come from, for instance, the shortening of our telomeres, or the accumulation of mutations,
right?
Or
epigenetic factors from the environment. So let's do this. Let's start out this way. Since we only have you for a short time, I'm going to ask you some specific questions. One of the hallmarks of aging you listed was genomic instability. What do we mean by that?
Yes.
Is this something that people have at birth, or is this something that occurs over time?
Well, it can be both. There are some individuals which can be born with mutations, and this is going to predispose them to certain diseases. However, this is a minority of the cases. Or in general, what happens is that as we age, as we get older and our cells divide, these cells accumulate mutations, alterations, which are the result of the fact that our cells divide. And this is contributing to the process of aging and disease.
Okay, and then the next one that you list is telomere attrition. And we've talked about this on the show a lot, telomere and telomerase. Mm-hmm. And I know this is specifically an area of interest for you because you do cancer research. There seems to be an intersect between telomeres and the development of cancer. Some people say that by increasing telomerase, you're actually potentially increasing cancer risk. Others say that by the telomeres getting smaller, shorter, there is a greater probability of mutation that could cause cancer. What have you discovered?
Well, in my group, we work on telomeres and telomerase. In particular, we use mouse models, transgenic mouse models, to understand the role of telomerase in cancer and aging. And what we know is that as our telomeres shorten, this increases chromosomal instability, and this can lead, on one hand, to aging, because what happens is that our stem cells, when they reach a very short telomere length, they are not able to regenerate the tissues, and this is causing aging and disease. And on the other hand, short telomeres can also generate chromosomal instability, which can be also one of the causes for cancer development. So in summary, telomere shortening actually is a bad for our cells because it can lead to either cancer or aging.
But now there's a lot of discussion in the area of telomere length. And, you know, we now have the ability inexpensively to measure telomere length for individuals. But it appears that it's not a matter of how short your telomeres are, but how quickly they shorten. So someone who starts out with a long telomere and it ends up shortening quickly, but let's say only 50% of it shortens at a certain period of time, and another individual who has a very short telomere, over that same period of time, it doesn't shorten at all. The second example is someone who is aging better. So not, it's not just a matter of telomere length, but it's more a matter of how quickly your telomeres are shortening. Is that not correct?
Well, in my group, we have studied precisely this in mice, in laboratory mice. We have been following in an individual mouse telomere length with time. And actually, we see that the mice that have a higher rate of increase of short telomeres, which is what you are saying, so not so much, which is the telomere length they are born with, but the rate of accumulation of the short telomeres is, we saw, that correlates with longevity. So the lower the rate of accumulation of short telomeres, the longer the lifespan of this particular mouse.
Bingo, bingo.
And I think in humans there are not so extensive studies because there are no long-term longitudinal studies in humans where a single individual has been followed for years. But at least in mice seems to be the case.
Okay, and then lastly, where does your group stand on telomerase activation? There's a lot of research going on into nutritional interventions like astragalus. There's even other discussions about other methods. Epitalon right now is being studied by some groups. It's a peptide that appears to increase telomere length by increasing telomerase expression. Do you think that increasing telomerase is risky? Do you think it's safe? Do you think it's wise?
Okay, so again, my group, we are using genetically modified mouse models. So this is one of the subjects of interest of my group, to understand the potential of using telomerase activation as a way to delay aging and delay disease. And this is one of the, as I said, one of the main interests of my lab. But we have been using mouse models. And what I can tell you is one of our latest research is that if we are able to activate telomerase by using a gene therapy strategy in mice, then we are able to delay aging and increase longevity in mice, and this is not associated with increased cancer. But we are not doing right now any work with products that have been developed, either nutritional complements or other agents that have been developed to activate telomerase. We are working directly on using the telomerase gene. And we do this either by generating transgenic mouse models or by using this gene therapy strategy. And our aim is really a proof of principle that telomerase activation can have benefits in this case, for the health span of mice.
Okay. Then the next group, the next of the hallmarks of aging that you list, epigenetics alteration. Now, this is something we actually have some control on, is it not? This is from our environment and more so, right?
Well, environment is a part of the modulates epigenetic alterations, but it's not everything. Our regulation of gene expression in general is epigenetic. So to determine which gene is expressed and when, this is epigenetic. You can consider also telomere length epigenetic. So I think that to a certain extent, we can control epigenetic alterations to the same manner that we can control maybe telomere attrition or genomic instability. But there is a component that is not environmental. So,
okay.
It's a combination of both.
Right. No, I understand. How about the loss of proteostasis? What is proteostasis and how do we lose it?
Yeah, this is by this particular, let's say, chapter of the review, we are focusing in the proper folding of the proteins. And this has different pathways that are involved in these things. One very very well understood is the so-called autophagy, which is a mechanism whereby, you know, damaged cells are eliminated from the body. So it has been shown that this autophagy, if you manipulate autophagy, you can also increase significantly the lifespan of mice. Another example of loss of proteostasis comes from the proteins that are called chaperones, which are
chaperone proteins.
Folding of,
right.
Yeah. So this has been also shown, especially in worms, that by modulating these chaperones, you can also influence longevity. A general concept is that the fitness of the proteins that our body is producing is also important for health span and longevity.
Well, and it's interesting because both intermittent fasting, periodic fasting, and caloric restriction have an effect on both of these, autophagy and the chaperone proteins. So it's interesting that these two things that I just mentioned, intermittent fasting and as well as a very low caloric intake, have been associated with increasing lifespan. And that's the mechanism that they must work through. It's interesting.
Yes, the mechanism of how calorie restriction works is not fully understood. There may be many different things that contribute to the effects of calorie restriction, but certainly what you mentioned could be one of them.
What about deregulation of nutrient sensing? Are we talking about some of the discussions that we're having now in the area of insulin resistance and artificial sweeteners? They're saying that when you use artificial sweeteners, you actually end up with a deregulation of the way the body should work because it thinks it's going to get sugar and it does not. So then you have a metabolic derangement that occurs. Is that what you're talking about here?
In the regulated nutrient sensing, we are talking about, the insulin pathway, the effects of calorie restriction, the effects of a molecule called rapamycin that is controlling a pathway. Important protein called mTOR,
and
has been shown also in mice that this can extend longevity treatment with rapamycin. So this is the all the different molecular pathways that are included in this regulated nutrient sensing. So this is what we are describing here. I don't know about artificial sweeteners. I am not an expert.
No. Now I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, because we've talked a lot of the discussion here on this show is about the value of building muscle because of its effect on metabolics. And one of the things that we've talked about ad infinitum on this show is ways to stimulate mTOR, because we know that mTOR through and obviously one of the most profound ways to stimulate mTOR aside from strenuous exercise is high leucine containing proteins. And so it sounds like that would be something that should be focused on to address the deregulation of nutrient sensing. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with the last four hallmarks of aging. We're talking with Dr. Maria Blasco all the way from the National Cancer Research Center in Madrid, Spain. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Could Altria supplement be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Maria Blasco from the National Cancer Research Center in Madrid, Spain. We're going to cover the last four of the nine hallmarks of aging, and look for future shows. I'm going to address individually these hallmarks of aging and what you can do to affect them. The next one is mitochondrial dysfunction. So are we seeing a lack of biogenesis of mitochondria? Are we seeing smaller mitochondria? Or are we seeing mitochondria that don't produce the energy that they're supposed to, Dr. Blasco?
So I think in this chapter, or this hallmark, really, which is trying to review, is the research that has been done trying to link oxidative stress and aging. In other words, do reactive oxygen species have anything to do with aging or not? And this brings all the issue of antioxidants, etc. So the fact is that the evidence that we have is very little that actually reactive oxygen species and aging have anything to do with each other. On one hand, when reactive oxygen species are increased artificially in worms or in mice, this does not lead to accelerated aging. So having more oxidative damage, you don't have more aging. And the other way around, you make super mice that are protected from reactive oxygen species, then they have a normal lifespan. They don't live longer. So I think in this situation, what we try to say in the review is that even though probably there is a role of reactive oxygen species in aging, the evidence that there is there right now is less than for other hallmarks, like we mentioned, genomic instability, telomere attrition, loss of proteostasis, etc.
Yes, and obviously, We're starting to understand reactive oxygen species and the role of antioxidants and oxidative stress. It has a value. It's not something that should be considered that you want to suppress it completely. We now understand that reactive oxygen species, it may be required in order to suppress certain tumor growths. So there's a very, very thin line between effectively suppressing these oxidative factors in the body to help maybe with aging, and then the crossing that line may actually make you more prone to some diseases. So this is another thing that it's not a case of more equals better. Let's talk about this next one. This is something we started talking about on this show many, many years ago, and that is cellular senescence. Some of the most profound research that we've talked about on cellular senescence clearly links it to glucose signaling. When we talk about cellular senescence, the cell runs out of, it gets old and it just can't reproduce any longer. Is that correct?
Yes, a senescent cell is a cell that is not able to reproduce, to divide any longer. Actually, these last three hallmarks, cellular senescence among them, we consider them like, cellular senescence, we consider it like a reaction of the cell to the primary cause of damage. So when a cell is damaged, it can react to this damage by going into senescence, which is this endpoint for cells. And it has been also shown that if you are able to manipulate senescence, you can also impact on the longevity of mice, for instance. So that's why it was included also as one of the hallmarks.
Yeah,
in this case, it's a secondary hallmark. It's not a primary hallmark. It's the consequence of having damage, which is the primary cause of aging, is that some cells may enter into this senescence.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I think that cellular senescence can actually be linked back to some of the other things that we've talked about. The loss of proteostasis, for instance, or even telomere attrition. We can go back and say this is the reason for cellular senescence. So there are things that can be addressed upstream.
Right.
Yeah.
The next one is
really interesting to me because I wonder sometimes. The next one is stem cell exhaustion. Do we actually see true stem cell exhaustion? In other words, the inventory of potential stem cells in humans running out, or is it more a factor of inadequate stem cell deployment, activation, and differentiation?
I think it can be a combination of both. I mean, there are examples where you can, by genetic mutations, actually you can increase the renewal of stem cells or the division of stem cells, and you can exhaust stem cells and cause aging. So this happens. So there can be a component in aging that is due to stem cell exhaustion, maybe because of some stresses have generated this increased number of cell divisions in the stem cells, or it could be also that the stem cells lose their properties, lose their ability to activate and regenerate the tissues due to other causes, like, for instance, telomere shortening has been one of the clear causes that my group actually has shown that if telomeres are too short, the stem cells are not able to mobilize and regenerate the tissues. So it could be a component of both things.
And epigenetic as well, because we know that many people today have inadequate levels of both active vitamin A and vitamin D in the bloodstream. And vitamin A is used by stem cell researchers as part of the differentiation process. So if you don't have enough active vitamin A, we're talking about retinol, retinoic acid, whatever you want to call it, in the body, then these stem cells, their hands are tied. They can't do anything. Isn't that correct?
Well, I think I'm not so familiar with the retinoic acid field, but I think from the molecular and mechanistic point of view, it's clear that if stem cells are damaged, then they cannot regenerate tissues. Or, on the other hand, you can also have loss, too fast loss of the stem cells, owing to different agents, from radiation to having an HIV infection. So there may be many different causes. This is also going to exhaust prematurely the ability of stem cells to renew, and it's going to cause disease.
Well, in fact, a classic example of running out of stem cells is HIV, because the immune system is it basically exhausts itself, replicating over and over again until it cannot replicate any longer, and so the immune system just goes away. That's the way it was explained to me one time on the show. The telomeres, yes, and the stem cells, you just run out of stem cells to reproduce more immune system features, and it just stops working.
Yes, yes. This is one of the typical examples of one of stress, in this case, an infection with a virus, which is going to exhaust prematurely our stem cells and is going to cause, the disease.
What is altered intracellular communication? This is the intracellular communication. This is the last of the hallmarks listed on the 9 hallmarks of aging.
Yeah, there are different subjects that have been discussed here, but I think one of the main ones is inflammation. So the idea that inflammation is causing, is a pro-aging scenario. So it's also called I don't know which is the word that we use right now, but
chronic. So you're talking about chronic.
Inflammaging. We call it
inflammaging. Oh, so I like that. I like that.
Inflammaging. So that increased inflammation is bad, and certainly one of the things is it can produce more cancer. So it's inflammation increases the risk of cancer, but it also increases aging. So so now it's a field that is very much in very very popular in molecular biology.
Interesting.
And I think there is a lot of interest in understanding, how is inflammation contributing to disease.
So it's almost like inflammation could be thought of as ambient noise, and that ambient noise causes communication to kind of be covered up, and so it actually, as a result of that, many of these processes that we just discussed becomes impaired, autophagy and everything else, because the cells are not communicating internally properly.
Yes, I think the idea also of this radio is that the different hallmarks actually are interconnected. So,
yeah.
And that's why we classify them in the primary, the secondary hallmarks, and the integrative hallmarks, but they are all interrelated.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So now that you've identified them and listed them, is your group going to start looking at ways to affect them individually?
Yeah, my group is particularly focused in telomere biology, so I've been working with, as I said, telomeres and telomerase for many years now, and we are we have been using mice as the model to try to understand how telomerase activation actually can delay telomere shortening, and this is able to extend healthy aging and longevity in mice. So my group has made some contributions to that concept. So we have generated mice, for instance, that have more telomeres than normal, and these mice can live up to 40% longer than a normal mouse. And more recently, we actually have developed this gene therapy strategy, which is much closer to a real treatment, where actually by treating mice with these telomerase gene therapy vectors, we also prove the concept that telomerase activation is able to delay aging by increasing or delaying telomere shortening. So the group is interested in these ideas, and we use for that, as I said, mouse models.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting stuff. I know that you're pressed to go on. You have other things to do, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview today, Dr. Blasko.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your interest.
Okay, take care.
It's a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by Brooks Cubic as we perform part three of the Building Muscle the Dinosaur Way. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay. Part three of a four-part series that everybody is waiting for. This is part three of Building Muscle Mass the Dinosaur Way. Add 60 pounds in 20 days. Add 20 pounds of muscle to your carcass at any age, by the way. At any age, we're going to talk about, part of that has to do with nutrition, which will be the last installment, in just 6 months without drugs. So if you're using drugs, it's even faster. I'm only kidding. Anyway, so, and we have a couple questions we're going to lead off with. The first one actually comes from, Jim DeSantis. And I have a question too, by the way, because I just started doing a 5x5 in honor of the show. Jim DeSantis, he says, hey, I've been listening to Brooks talk about parts one and parts two, building strength and muscle. And I have a question for him. Do these ideas and workouts you describe change for a lifter who happens to be 58 years old? That's me, he says parenthetically. I've been lifting for many years, but but I'm not a gorilla. 5'10 and about 163 pounds. Is it possible for someone like me to still make gains in muscle mass? I'm not expecting 20 pounds, but 5 to 10 would be outstanding. Thanks so much. I'm enjoying the broadcast and your book, Gray Hair, dot, dot, dot. So that's gray hair. What is that, heavy iron, gray hair? What's it called?
Gray hair and black iron.
Black iron. There you go. There you go. Great book. All right. So anyway, what do you think? Is it realistic for a 58-year-old guy? And I'm assuming he's not affected by hormonal intervention like me. He's not on testosterone therapy or anything like that. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't ask the question. So,
yeah. Well, you know, not being a doctor, let's leave any medical issues out of it. You know, the older athlete always has to be aware of the medical issue. You know, you've got, you know, you have to be sure that your heart, your lungs, circulatory system, everything is primed to go and it's safe to train and you've got, you know, the doctor's blessing, et cetera, and so on. You know, so you want to make sure that all those issues are okay. But assuming that all of that is okay, and assuming that there are no, as you said, hormonal issues other than the ordinary or the natural hormonal issues as you get older, which is hormonal levels decline and you need to do things to you know, get them cranked up. So assuming all of that, can you gain muscle mass? Can you gain strength and muscle mass in your 50s or even in your 60s? And the answer is yes. People have done it. But it's a challenge. And as Jim noted, you're not necessarily looking for 20 pounds. You're looking perhaps for 5 or 10. And 5 or 10 pounds of muscle on a 55, 60, 65-year-old individual is going to make an enormous, enormous difference. Now, 5 or 10 pounds of muscle doesn't sound like a lot, but do this. Go to the meat section of the supermarket, or better yet, go to the butcher shop if you buy your meat at a butcher shop, or go to the farmer's market if you buy it there. Take a look at a great, big, super lean cut of beef.
Like a roast.
Yeah, like a roast.
Yeah, go look at what a 10-pound roast looks like. You want to see muscle?
Right. 10-pound roast is enormous.
Right.
Okay? You know, it's like a, you know, a 10-pound country ham.
It's bigger. Let's put it this way. It makes a football look small.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you're basically talking about something, you know, that is bigger than a football. And that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds of muscle. Put that on your body, you know, in the right places, you know, shoulders, arms, chest, lats, all through the back, legs, hips, everywhere you want muscle. Just imagine that you're adding a slice here, a slice there, a slice here, a slice there. And I'll tell you what. That 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds will just make an enormous, enormous difference in your appearance and in the way that you feel.
Yeah.
It'll do some really good things for you health-wise, one of which is carrying the extra muscle mass increases your metabolism, and so you stay leaner, which is always a problem as you get older, so, you know, cranking up the muscle mass is a good thing. It is a wonderful protection as you go through life. You know, you have so many seniors slip and fall, right?
Look at me. I mean, here's an example. New Year, what was it? Valentine's Day Eve, a few years ago, I fell down a flight of stairs, and I would have broken a hip had I been the average non-superhuman. But instead, I bounced at the bottom of the stairs. I stood up and I ran back up the stairs. I tore the railing off. I mean, I broke the stairs.
And actually, I have seen that staircase. Now, you know, just so the readers know, I was not there on Valentine's Eve with Carl a couple years ago. But I've seen that staircase because you've told the story.
Right.
And, I was just thinking, that was a long, you know, that was a big staircase. That was a lot of steps to go down. If you rip the railing off, boy, that didn't slow things down much. Now, I think there's like, what, a concrete wall or a brick wall down at the bottom?
No, it's sheetrock. Luckily, I didn't go through it. I mean, I stopped. I stopped at the bottom of the stairs. But
okay.
I flipped a couple times. I really did. I went down head first, but when I was finished I was feet first. So that means I had to make at least a 360-degree flip.
Well, you know, every time I ask readers if they've ever been in a serious auto accident and, you know, they lived through it and attribute living through it to strength and muscle mass and particularly, you know, strong, thick neck traps. You know, I always get these incredible stories similar to yours. I mean, I've had, you know, readers who've, they're crossing the street, someone comes speeding out of nowhere, hits them, knocks them straight up in the air, they do a double flip, land on their head, land on their shoulders, whatever. They might be not completely unconscious, but they live through it. They're okay. You know, they may have a broken bone, but they don't have a broken neck. And usually they just get up and walk away with nothing but bumps and bruises.
Right.
You know, and that's a reason, an extreme reason, but it's a reason why, as you know, at any age, muscle mass is a good thing. It's a protective thing. So, you know, putting on 5 to 10 pounds of muscle in your 50s or 60s is definitely possible, definitely doable, and will make a tremendous difference in your life. The way to do it is exactly the same thing that we're talking about, except more so. And the more so, you know, really is, as you get older, it's not more training and it's not harder training. It's more intelligent training. You want to focus your efforts on the exercises that are going to deliver the most bang for the buck, the ones that are most important. That's true at any age, but it's really important. It's doubly true, triply true, as you grow older. And the reason is, because your hormonal levels diminish, your recovery ability diminishes. You can't bounce back from a heavy workout. You can't, and so what you have to do, you have to focus your efforts and you have to say, if I'm doing an exercise, I need to be darn sure that this is a really productive, effective movement and it is going to cause significant systemic stimulus to gain strength and muscle mass. And those exercises, of course, are squats, front squats, deadlifts, trap bar deadlifts, you know, the basic strength and bulk muscle mass exercises, the compound movements that we've been talking about all through this series. You just don't have time to waste on the lesser exercises.
Like the Zottman curl. Probably people are going, what is the Zottman curl? Yes, it's a real exercise.
name for George Zottman. And, you know, you've got the Zottman curl, but, you know, you've got, Hawaiian curls, you've got Himalayan curls, you've got Hungarian curls, you've got, there is a curl for every country under the sun. Some variation of the curl. And you know what? If you want to do curls, that's fine. Do your curls, but focus your attention on the really important exercises, the squats, the deadlifts, the other, you know, big compound movements. And you don't need to spend hours and hours working your arms, particularly if you're 55 or 60 years old. Couple of sets and focus the rest of your attention on the big stuff. So you can do those things. Now, earlier we were talking about hormonal issues and hormonal changes as you grow older, and I said that there are things that you can do to rev up your hormonal system.
One of them is probably this routine.
Absolutely. That's you. You know, people are going to think we rehearsed this, but we didn't. That is exactly the number one hormonal optimizer, the number one metabolic stimulator is exercise. It's nothing that comes in a pill or a bottle or anything else. Diet and nutrition contributes, a healthy lifestyle contributes, getting enough sleep contributes, leading a stress-free life contributes. Those are all important things. But the most important is hard, heavy exercise. And if you do that and you start to rev that hormonal system up and you start building your muscle mass, your strength back to where it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20, you know, take it back as far as you can, and you're also starting to bring that hormonal system back to where it was 5, 10, 15, 20, fill in the number of years, you know, then what you're doing is fountain of youth stuff. You've turned the strength and the muscle building into, you know, what I truly feel is the only fountain of youth that there really is out there.
It really is. And I'll tell you something. We have to take a break. I used to have a saying, and I'm going to invoke it now. I haven't said it in a long time. I used to say, stronger is younger. If I can continue to get strong, because what do we attribute of youth to? Being robust, being strong, being active. Well, guess what? If you're getting better at your sprints, if you're getting stronger in your deadlift, if you have more energy when you train and you look forward to training, but you're getting older, then that means you're getting younger.
That's good.
Stronger is younger.
That's good. That's good.
All right, when we come back, we're going to also address some other subgroups or other categories of trainers that, aside from us 50-year-old geezers and above, and then we're going to get back into the plan. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. This is Building Muscle Mass, The Dinosaur Way, Part 3, adding 20 pounds of muscle in 6 months. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Visit Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today and every day. We'll be right back.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, so I have to make a correction. On a recent Casual Friday, I gave a shout out to a big fan in Australia, and erroneously called him Luke Mass McMurray. His correct name is Luke McNally. So I had to get that right, first of all. He's a huge fan of the show, carrying the message of the superhuman agenda to Australia through 31, that's right, 31 mass nutrition stores all over Australia. And he listens to the show regularly. I know he's sleeping right now because we messaged on Facebook, and I said, please don't stay up and listen to this. You can listen to the podcast because it's obviously the middle of the night there. But it's not Luke Mass McMurray. It's Luke Mass McNally. And so, correction made. Brooks, what about other subgroups? How about teenagers? Can teenagers use this protocol? Can 20-somethings? And then what about the women who listen to the show?
Ah, okay. Well, you're making me work today. That's three questions in one.
Well, actually, my first guest was supposed to be on for an hour, just to show you the kind of stand-up guy Brooks is. Don't forget, he's an attorney. He bills by the hour. I got him on the. I said, Brooks, you got to help me out. My first guest just informed me right before the interview she could not stay on for the entire hour. Can you come on early? And he said, for the superhuman nation, of course. So there you go. Now you're working. Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm working. I'm working all. You're lucky though. I'm not sending you a bill for this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So, teenagers. Okay. First of all, teenagers. You know, gosh, that's almost anyone from what age? 11 through 19, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, you need the right level of physical maturity. I mean, some people are old enough at age 11 or 12 to start strength training. Others at age 14 or 15, you know, it depends on the person, but assuming that it is a young man or woman who is ready, and that's going to vary from person to person, and you can't rush it. I know as a parent, as a coach, or even as a teenager, you want to rush these things, but you can't do that. You have to wait until the body's ready. When the body is ready, the body will respond to training in an enormous way. The teenage years are, you know, ultimate growth years. And, you know, that's when you change from being, in the case of a male, you change from being a boy to a man. And strength training doubles, triples, quadruples the rate that that happens. I mean, strength training will turn you from boy to man much more quickly than anything else.
Yeah.
But, once again, it has to be the right kind of training. And one thing that just endlessly hacks me off, I mean, I'm talking about, I want to take a baseball bat and just start smashing the computers that churn out this gobbledygook nonsense. The typical train 2 or 3 hours a day, high set, high rep, muscle isolation, standard muscle magazine bodybuilding approach is something that is fed over and over and over to every generation of 14, 15, 16-year-old boys. They all read it. They all buy into it. They all follow it. You know, I did when I was a kid. And they don't get anywhere because they're trying to follow a training program that is designed for the most massively developed people on the face of the earth who usually have nothing to do all day but train and who usually are supporting their training with, you know, a variety of pharmaceuticals, as we all know.
Right.
And those people are in a completely different situation than a 105 or 110 pound 14-year-old kid. The 105 pound, 110 pound, or 120, 140, 150, whatever the number is, 14 or 15-year-old kid needs to start on training the right way. And the right way is basic compound exercises. It's exactly the same type of program that we've been talking about. It's learn how to do squats, learn how to do deadlifts, learn how to do presses, learn how to do bench presses, barbell bent over rowing, pull-ups, all the basic compound strength and mass building exercises.
and learn how to be patient, because it does not happen as fast as they make it sound like it happens in the magazines.
That's absolutely true. And one thing that the magazines have done is they've destroyed people's ability to be patient. And it's, you know, I've said it before, it's amazing what you can accomplish in 6 months or 1 year. And we had a letter from a reader that we read last week who, as a young man starting college, so I guess we're talking 18, 19 years old, he went from 160 to 200 pounds. And that was on a very basic, simple training program, a 5x5 program that we detailed last week.
But he said it took him a year.
Took him a year, which I think is absolutely tremendous progress.
Right. And because guess what? For those of you out there kvetching, young guys especially, saying, well, you know, I need to put it on faster, you're not doing it right now. And 6 months from now or a year from now, you're going to look back and you still won't have done it unless you apply yourself consistently using a program like this. And it will happen. So a year's time is going to pass. You got to make the decision whether or not you're going to be a bigger person in a year.
Yeah, and you need to make the decision, are you going to be someone who's going to sit down and map out a training program and then stick to it?
Bingo.
And stop jumping ship every couple of weeks because you read something on the internet or some guy told you something, or you know, you go to the gym and you saw someone doing something different, and you thought, gee, I want to do this, I want to change this, I want to try this, I'll do this. Someone says, here's a, you know, a new supplement, start taking this, do, you know, whatever. Are you going to be that guy? Or are you going to be the guy who outlines a plan and makes the commitment to stick to the plan and get the results that you planned to get? You know, and most people don't do that.
You know what I just thought of when you were saying that? This is a journey. It has a beginning point and it has a destination, an end point. It's like going from New York to California. So if you started out with a map that's going to get you from New York to California, it's going to take you a week to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were going through, pick a state, Texas, somebody told you, you know, you'd get to California faster if you were going from Nebraska. So you decided, I'll abandon my path and drive all the way to Nebraska and start from there going to California. You'd say, well, that's stupid, because all that time you were driving from Texas to Nebraska, you could have continued on and been closer to California. And I'd say, abso-flippin-lutely. And that is the analogy. Every time you abandon what you're doing to try something else.
Yeah. And there are so many champions in the history of the Iron Game who, when they're asked, what's the secret of your success? The answer is something like patience, commitment, the ability to stick to something. And there are people who will share the story. I mean, I remember when, you know, regular listeners will know that when I was a kid growing up, I was a big fan of professional wrestling on TV. And one of my boyhood heroes was the then WWF, or WWF, heavyweight champion of the world, Bruno Sammartino.
Big fan of mine, too. He's the reason I ate greens. My father used to say, if you don't eat your broccoli Robbie, you're not going to get big and strong like Bruno Sammartino.
Well, there you go. That's perfect. So the first strength training course or bodybuilding course that I got was a $2 course. It was called the Bruno Course of Bodybuilding. Little 8.5x11 course, just maybe, you know, 12, 16 pages. And I got it in the back of, I ordered it from the back of a wrestling magazine. Not even a weightlifting magazine or anything, but. So I got this when I was like, gosh, I don't know, 9, 10, 11. You know, and I followed the program and, you know, I read what he said and I got, you know, started to get good results as a young guy. And Sammartino, for those who don't know, the real life story is the family lived in Italy in Abruzzi during World War II.
Right.
And during the war, they just had horrible times. Everyone in the village had to go out and hide in the mountains and caves, and they lived on, you know, dandelions and whatever they could gather. I mean, they basically almost starved to death. And Bruno came out of that experience as an emaciated, tiny little boy skeleton. And he was literally a 97-pound weakling at age 14 or so. So he and his brothers immigrate with the rest of the family to Pittsburgh. And, you know, so here they are. They're immigrant kids. They're living in a tough part of town. They don't speak the language, or they don't speak it very well. And they're small. And so other kids start picking on them. And, you know, Bruno decided after getting beat up a bunch of times that, you know, he didn't want to do that anymore. And so he started working out. And eventually he ended up legitimately, you know, I don't know how tall he is, but he's not that tall.
Yeah, he's probably right around 5'10", 5'11", I would say.
Yeah, that, I was thinking just, you know, not quite 6 foot, but he weighed in at 260 to 280, which, you know, back in the day in the 50s and 60s was really huge. Bench pressed 565, and a lot of people who knew what he lifted and saw him train, saw what he lifted, said if he had stuck to weightlifting instead of going into professional wrestling as he did to feed his family after he got married as a young man, you know, if he had stuck to weightlifting, he might have been another Paul Anderson. I mean, he was really phenomenal.
Wow.
And that 565 in the bench press was a world record at the time that he set it. So, you know, I'm a skinny little kid, and I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, you know, wow, that's what I want to do. And I'll tell you what, the exercises in the course, the advice about diet, the workout, all of that was important. But there was one little section in the course where Bruno Sammartino opened up, and he said, and it was right like he was just sitting down talking to you.
Right.
Okay, because he'd been there. He knew what it was like. He said, let me tell you the real secret to my gains in strength and muscle mass. When I started out with a lot of other guys, and they could have done exactly what I did. They could have achieved exactly the same things, but they didn't keep training. They stopped. And the only difference between me and them is that I kept going. And for years, I kept training, and I never missed a workout. And that's the secret, right there, sticking to it. So that was a pretty important lesson to learn as a young man.
What about women? What about women? Because we have to take a break, actually. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have to address the women in the audience, because we know that there are women who listen to the show, especially the dinosaur training shows. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik, KUBIK.com. Stay tuned. We're going to cover this last category of trainers to make sure that it applies to them. And then we're going to move into the training regimen itself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, real quick, Brooks. Can women do this program, or is this just for old, young, and in-between guys?
Women can definitely do this program. And not only can, but should. And behind that comment is another comment, which is simply this. Women absolutely should do the same kind of strength training that men do. They should squat. They should deadlift. If they want to learn how to do Olympic weightlifting, they should do that. They will get the most incredible results. You will not believe the results that a woman can get from a proper strength training program. And that amazing thing out there, women have been trying for so long to find the program, to learn the program. You know, usually it's the diet. They tend to think in terms of dieting their way to a great body as opposed to exercising their way to a great body. But, you know, they're trying to find the right diet, the right program, something that will deliver real results. And it's absolutely pathetic that, you know, that the gyms that cater to women, typically they give them machine-based workouts. They give them second, third, fourth-rate exercises. They do little movements. You know, we're going to do tricep kickbacks with a pretty pink little 2-pound dumbbell, and, you know, that's going to shape your triceps and, you know, tighten everything up and so on. And then we're going to do lateral raises again with that little 2-pound pink dumbbell, and we're going to do some seated leg extensions and this and that, the other, and so on. And you would get so much more in the way of results with real training, with barbells.
Well, I got to say something.
Yeah.
I got to say something. Mm-hmm. So last year, Elisa Profumo used the 5x5 program during a period of time that she lost 11 pounds of body fat and gained 9 pounds of muscle at the same time by training that way using a 5x5 template and adjusting her nutrition, not down in calories. She was probably eating more calories then than at any other time in her past. And so what Brooks is saying, I asked the question rhetorically. I saw it before my own eyes with Elisa.
And you know, for anyone who only listens to the broadcasts and has never seen a picture of Elisa or met her, you know, Elisa is not only in remarkably fit condition, you know, and obviously trained condition. I mean, it's very clear that she works out, but, you know, she is one of the most beautiful women you will ever see in your entire life. I mean, she's just drop-dead gorgeous.
So you don't have to worry about losing your femininity either. That's the real issue here, right? Because most women are like, no, I don't want to get bulky. I don't want to be like a man. No, you look more feminine when you have curves.
Yeah. And to that point, two things. Remember reading many, many years ago an article where various movie stars were asked, what do you consider to be your best body part or the most attractive part of your body?
Yes.
And again, this was many, many years ago. One of the people that they interviewed was Raquel Welch. Okay?
Yep.
And, you know, for those of us who are old enough to remember, 1 million years BC and so on, when, you know, if you're at the impressionable age and you saw that movie, you know, you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Raquel Welch.
Yep.
Okay? And she said that her most beautiful body part, her sexiest body part, her shoulders.
And no one would have said that, right? Because we didn't look at her shoulders when we were kids.
No. But
right below the shoulders, we would have said.
Well, she was really, you know, talking about more from behind, a silhouette, but, you know, she liked the look of her shoulders. And she liked the narrow waist and a somewhat broader shoulders. You know, she just thought that was very sexy and very attractive. And the other thing that a whole lot of people think is sexy and attractive on a woman is, you know, well-developed, fit, athletic legs and hips.
Yes.
And the exercises that we've been talking about, squats, front squats, deadlifts, trap bar deadlifts. Again, Olympic lifting, if you want to learn how to do that and you have the right coaching, add that to the arsenal. Those are far and away the best developers of the legs, the hips, the butt, of anything that you could possibly do. And when you see female athletes, at the top levels of international competition, be it weightlifting, be it track and field, be it any sport, and you're looking at them and you're thinking, wow, that's the kind of body that I want to have, that is a weightlifting body. Right. Because all athletes now, at the top levels, all athletes, male and female, are training. And the vast majority of them are doing the type of ground-based, stand-on-your-feet, squat, push, pull workouts that we've been talking about in the show. The workouts that I talk about in essentially, you know, all of my books and courses. And they will focus on the areas of your body that you most want to focus on, and they will deliver tremendous results. Now, to the point, which is always sort of the 800-pound gorilla in the room, am I going to get big? Am I going to, you know, be too big? Will I look mannish? Absolutely not. You know, proper weight training enhances curves, enhances a feminine physique. I can't really say femininity because in this context it doesn't really make much sense. I'm talking about a female athlete and the look of a female athlete, which is a very sexy look, a very, very beautiful look. And that's what you build with this kind of training. And, you know, quite frankly, it's about time that weightlifting, shifted from being something that the guys do and the women don't to being something that, that everyone does. And, Do we have a second on that before we go to
break? Well, just a second, because then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some programming. So go ahead.
Well, or do you want to just jump to the break and come back?
Not if it's if you want to continue on this discussion, let's do it now, and then when we come back, we'll switch over to more information about the 5x5.
Well, very briefly, over the weekend they had the United States National Championships in weightlifting, and they had a live broadcast that you could watch. So I spent most of the weekend watching weightlifting.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. And
I didn't even know that. I wish I would have known that. I would have watched it.
Yeah, you know, I realized, you know, sometime on Sunday, I was like, oh man, I should have let Carl know because he might not have known about this.
Yeah.
But So they have men's classes and women's classes, and they would, you know, they would do a woman's class, you know, women's class followed by a men's class, you know, and so they'd alternate the genders. And so there I am watching on Sunday afternoon, and the 5-year-old granddaughters come over to visit. Okay? So they come up to see me. I'm up in the study, and I'm watching the weightlifting, and they come up to see me, and they said, "Grandpa, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm watching weightlifting. Do you want to watch?" And they looked at the screen for a minute, and they said, and they had the guys' class on, and they said, "Where are the girls?" Okay, they picked that up at 5 years old. And I said, "Well, the girls are going to be on later. Do you want to watch later when the girls are on?" And they said, "Yes." So they went downstairs and they played with Grandma Trudy, and, you know, she had them doing painting and Play-Doh and all kinds of things. And about 90 minutes later, the men's class finished and the women's class came on. So I called the girls upstairs and said, "Here you go, here are the girls." And they said, "Great, let's watch." And so we sat there for half an hour and watched weightlifting, with, you know, the top female weightlifters in the country. And these two little 5-year-olds who'd never seen weightlifting before, you know, they learned to cheer, and they learned what to say, and, you know, they learned that if she missed, you know, if she got the weight, they would cheer, and if she missed it, they would say, "Oh, she missed. She has to go rest," and then she gets to try again, you know, and they're picking up on the whole thing, and they were, you know, they were noticing the shoes. They loved the lifter with the pink lifting shoes. They thought that was pretty cool because they liked the color pink. So, you know, they were picking up at age 5 on lots of good stuff. And, you know, I thought that's the wave of the future. We're gonna have a day where strength training is everybody's activity. It's not just for men; it's for everybody.
No, it is. And that's how it starts, by that little moment right there in time with Grandpa. That's awesome. That's an awesome story right there. Okay, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna start talking about the program again, and how to add 20 pounds of muscle in 6 months with Brooks Kubik, the dinosaur way. Stay tuned.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner. Start enjoying dessert again.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the meat and potatoes of the discussion. Not that before was it, but okay, Brooks. So let's pick it up where we left off.
Okay. So we've outlined some programs. We had one program that we talked about in part one of the series, and some variations.
Yeah, variations ever during part two. That's right.
Yeah, variations in part two. And what I want to do today is talk about what, in my opinion, is probably one of the most productive and effective strength and mass building programs that you can follow. And this is similar to the other programs, but it's a little bit different. Actually has fewer exercises, and the trick is, or the key to it is, these four exercises that we're going to talk about are the four basic massifiers. They will massify your body. They'll work your entire upper body, including your arms and shoulders. They'll work your legs and hips. They'll work your back. They will work everything. And they will trigger, they will stimulate enormous gains in muscle mass throughout the body. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that they will do, we talked about this earlier, you know, they will enhance glandular function, hormonal function, metabolic function. You know, they will turn your body into a muscle-building machine. So, here are the exercises. Exercise number one. One of the best pulling exercises for the upper body. Pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Not chin-ups, which are more of a bicep exercise, but pull-ups, which are a better exercise for the back. And remember, you know, if you increase the size of your biceps by an inch, that's one thing. Increase the size of your back measurement, you know, the chest measurement, which really is a back measurement. Increase that by 4, 5, 6 inches, you've increased your muscle mass enormously.
Right.
And that's what you're going for, is that big, broad taper, the V-shape, as they say, and you get that from pull-ups. Now, if you cannot do pull-ups, do pull-downs. Again, do them as though you were doing a pull-up. So you're pulling the bar down to the chest.
Does grip matter?
On the pull-downs?
Or the pull-ups. Does it matter if you do a neutral grip versus palms out, or does it matter?
You can do either. I think more important than grip is where you space your hands, how far apart they are. Super wide pull-up really is an advanced exercise, and it's more of an isolation movement for the upper lats.
Mm-hmm.
You get a better workout, a better all-around workout if you don't have too wide of a grip, a little bit farther out than shoulder width. Exactly how far that'll be depends on the length of your arms, but it's not a super wide grip. And your real goal is to activate all of the muscles of the upper back, biceps, back of the shoulders, and, you know, really get a real tight, intense contraction on every rep. And that'll vary from person to person. But as I said, the curl grip, the chin-up grip, just doesn't work as well when you're talking about building muscle mass.
Okay.
So you've got the pull-ups, if you can do them. If you can't, you can substitute pull-downs. And if you don't like pull-downs, can't do pull-ups, or don't have a way of doing either pull-ups or pull-downs, or you simply prefer, you can do the barbell bent over rowing. I would not recommend dumbbell rowing. The barbell bent over rowing is a much better mass building exercise. You know, as you get stronger, you can pile more weight on the bar, and that's one of the keys to building muscle mass. You know, in this regard, I'm reminded of something that Arnold Schwarzenegger said in The Education of a Bodybuilder. He was talking about real exercises and chicken exercises. And I think, if I recall correctly, and it's been a long, long time since I read that book, but if I recall correctly, he was talking in the context of, among other things, barbell bent over rowing. And he was saying, you know, a lot of people just don't like to do it. They, you know, it's hard to breathe.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's a strength builder. And you can, as you get strong, as I said, you pack weight on the bar. And, you know, Schwarzenegger made the point that that a lot of people prefer easier ways of working their lats. And he referred to those as chicken exercises. So,
And interesting enough, I texted you over the weekend and said I started doing my own 5x5. Did you get that text?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I decided to make my first movement of my current workout a 5x5 movement, since we're only talking about doing one movement in this program for each. And then I'm doing all the other accessory stuff the way I normally would, still going very heavy. Mm-hmm. So I haven't done bent over barbell rows in a long time. I don't want to give myself any type of tendonitis. So I didn't start off with a palms down grip. I started out with the style that Dorian Yates used to do, which is the palms up grip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, curl
and,
grip.
Yeah, curl grip. And I ended up doing five sets of five. I ended up using 275.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I was going to be able to go heavier than that and couldn't. 275 was, and I'm talking about the fifth rep of each set. Especially the later sets, I had to give it everything I could, and I used perfect form, pull the bar into the gut with each rep, and man, you know, I thought for sure I'd be able to do 315. Could not, I couldn't handle more than 275 pounds, and that is, and my back, my legs, everything was working. Everything.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
it's
you
an
know,
amazing movement. Amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good movement, and. You know, it's really one of the basic exercises, and unfortunately, it's one that's kind of fallen into, I won't really say disfavor. It's almost more like people have just kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So we did this series, and I thought, you know, I haven't done bent over barbell rows in forever. I think I'll do them. And boy, oh boy, did they punish me for being away so long.
Oh, that's really good. Reg Park once described the barbell bent over row as one of the three best upper body exercises that you can do.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, he did a lot of barbell bent over rowing. And, you know, if you've ever seen photos of Reg Park in his prime, you know, if not, Google for them, because he was just absolutely amazing and light years ahead of the rest of the world.
Yeah. What's the next movement that is an absolute must when it comes to mass building?
Okay. Next movement is lifter's choice of parallel dips or a form of bench pressing. And the bench press can be barbell or dumbbell. It can be flat bench or incline bench. And if you choose to go incline, you know, the angle of the incline is up to you. These are things that vary from lifter to lifter as far as what works best. Now, on the dips, let me say this. I am including dips as an option for younger trainees, lighter trainees, people who have had good success in the past with dips. If you've ever had any shoulder problems, stay away from them. If you're older, and by older, you know, probably 40 and up, you might want to be real cautious with the dips. You can really hurt yourself with parallel dips, and I've said that on the show before. I don't like them, and I don't do them anymore. Although there was a time when I was younger when I basically was a dipping machine. You know, did a lot of weighted dips with pretty heavy weights when I was a kid. But don't do them anymore, and they're just too hard on the shoulders. So if you do them, be careful not to go too low. Don't bounce. You never want to drop and bounce when you're doing any exercise, but dips, it's very important.
Do you think angle matters? I remember Vince Gironda created a dip bar that instead of them being, they were parallel, but they got closer together as you move forward and further apart as you move back. And his logic was, puts the hands at a better rotation, but more importantly, he wanted his lifters to lean forward to activate the chest more. Do you think that caster camber means anything in this instance, the way you're leaning or where your hands are?
Yeah, I've in the dipping that I've done, I've had better results using the Gironda style V-shaped dipping bar.
Right.
And the reason is simply you can find a place that works best for your body. You know, it's a way to vary the hand placement. It's the difference between doing a barbell exercise or a dumbbell exercise. Dumbbells easier on the joints because you can vary the position of the elbows.
Right.
You modify it, and you can do that with the dips. The other thing that I will say is that there are some dipping bars that are sheer murder on my body because they're either too close or they're too far. And, you know, if I get up to do a dip and as I said, I don't do them anymore, but, you know, when I was doing them, if I was at a different gym or I was, you know, the dipping bars that I normally used were taken, so I thought, well, I'll go use the other dipping bars. You know, if I got up and started doing some sets and it just didn't feel right, I'd say, you know what, I'm going to find another exercise to do. I'll do close grip bench press. I don't need to do this because it doesn't feel right, and I'm putting stress on my body that I just don't need to put, I don't need that stress.
Right.
So, you know, if you've got dipping bars and they work well for you and you like the dip, go ahead and use it on the program. You know, one good thing about the dip is you can't get stuck under the bar the way you can get stuck under a bench press.
Yeah, you can let go if you have to get off.
Yeah. So, you know, for a home gym situation, dipping bars make a lot of sense. On the other hand, it also makes sense to do bench presses in a power rack with the pins set so that you're not going to get stuck at the bottom. The pins will catch the bar. And if you're doing bench presses on this program, I'm going to expect, I will demand that you do them in a power rack or you do them with spotter bars so that you have no risk whatsoever of missing.
Right.
And I don't even like spotters. I mean, I...
Of course, they could be looking at the girl across the room doing stiff leg deadlifts just when you need them.
Well, literally. I mean, when I was in high school, I was doing squats, and I slipped, and I ended up falling back into the squat rack and cutting my back open. I had this big, huge gash in my back. I ended up dropping the bar in my head, and I had a spotter on each side. And one of the cheerleaders walked through the weight room. At exactly the wrong moment, and they were staring at her, and they let me almost kill myself. So don't trust spotters.
Yeah.
Use a power rack.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with some of the other must-do movements in this protocol. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. This is part three of the Building Muscle Mass, the Dinosaur Way, adding 20 pounds of muscle in just 6 months. Not a long time, and it is a lot of muscle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
MetabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. What's the next movement in the must-do mass-building movements, Brooks Kubik?
Okay, exercise number 3 is lifter's choice, squat or front squat.
Should you just alternate them?
They can.
They do very different things, don't they?
They do. I wouldn't say very different things. I would say different things. And you can alternate them. And there's 2 ways to alternate them. You know, one is to work back squats exclusively for a period of time and then switch over to front squats and work front squats exclusively for a period of time. And the other way of doing it is to do front squats in one workout and back squats in the next workout. So do whichever you want. You know, we've talked earlier about the way to do them. I am a very strong believer that full squats are better than parallel squats. That, however, presupposes that you've taken the time to develop the flexibility and you're able to do the movement. Probably you're going to require weightlifting shoes with a heel if you're going to do full squats. That's really the only way to do a full squat with any appreciable amount of weight on your back and maintain an upright or close to upright position with the torso. So, you know, the shoes come into play here. As between squat and front squats, the squat is a better strength and mass builder, but the front squat is a pretty good exercise. And a lot of older lifters may find that they have shoulder problems. They just can't get their hands back in position to hold onto the bar when they do a back
squat.
That's my
big problem right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's a good look. I am actually looking for someone to do some. As a matter of fact, I'm going this afternoon at 4:30 to meet with a guy who does a special type of massage.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be able to hold that bar on my back again so I can start squatting right. It's just so painful holding that bar, and it shouldn't be. What have I done to my shoulder joints? That something is pulled out of whack. Obviously, it's not natural to get for that lack of mobility to occur.
Well, it's not uncommon at all. It is extremely
common. But don't you think? Look, I used to think it had to do with something like, well, I do too much pressing and not enough pulling. But that's not true anymore, because if anything, I do more pulling than pressing. So something else is afoot here, and I don't know if it's because I don't do enough overhead stuff or what. But one thing I know is that it's going to be fixed, because I'm not satisfied with the way my shoulders work right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing, I've talked about it before, the top squat that Dave Draper sells is a really, really good piece of equipment for anybody who has trouble getting their hands back in position for a normal back squat.
Is that the one where the bars come over your shoulders, but they stick out far enough where you can actually hold on to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so your hands are actually in front of you.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It's a really nice piece of equipment. And what I like about it is an actual barbell squat.
You don't have your arms out at the side,
yeah.
But the bar is down, not on your neck, but somewhere on your traps. You know what I mean? It's like, it's where it belongs. It's where you would hold it if you could get your arms back there.
Yeah, and you're not using a machine to try to work through the shoulder flexibility issues. You're doing a legitimate barbell squat with all the benefits of a legitimate barbell squat, but you just have your hands placed in a position where it doesn't hurt.
Right.
You know, very, 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 very nifty piece of equipment. Simple, which is what I like. You know, simple is good.
Yeah.
So you do one or the other of those two, and again, you can alternate them if you want. The fourth exercise, you know, really, I'm going to give two variations, and again, you can alternate these if you want. Barbell bent-legged deadlifts. Perform with a regular barbell, or bent-legged deadlifts performed with a trap bar. Okay, it's if you've got a trap bar and you like the trap bar, that's your preferred piece of equipment, then you use that. That's perfectly fine.
Barbell bent-legged deadlifts. Are we talking about stiff leg deadlifts with the knees broken a little bit?
No. I'm talking about a barbell deadlift.
Okay, so like a Romanian deadlift or whatever, right?
No, I'm talking about taking the bar from the floor, starting bending at the waist, bending at the knees.
Right.
Okay.
Is that not considered a Romanian deadlift? Where you or my, maybe I've got the nomenclature wrong.
No, that's Romanian deadlift is more of a stiff-legged deadlift,
starting
from the top with a slight break in the knees. Lowering the bar usually just to a little below the knees, and then coming back up. And it's
okay. All right. So just a traditional, conventional deadlift.
Yeah. And the reason that I say bent leg is to distinguish it from a stiff-legged deadlift.
Right. Okay.
You know, that some people can do stiff-legged deadlifts and they get great results with them. John Grimmick was like that. He was able to work up to like 400 pounds for 15 reps in the stiff-legged deadlift, standing on a bench so that he would lower the bar down so his hands were below his toes.
Right.
But Grimmick was also an incredibly flexible man. I mean, he was able to do a back somersault and land in a full splits.
Wow.
You know, even when he was carrying Mr. America, Mr. Universe muscle. You know, so he was unusual. I can't do stiff-legged deadlifts with a heavy weight. You know, there was a time when I was younger when I did a lot of them, but, you know, when I was a high school wrestler, I was like I was made out of India rubber. I mean, I could just bend myself double. And, you know, so as I've gotten older, I don't have that flexibility, and I find that I get a lot better results, and it's a lot safer on the lower back if I do the standard or bent-legged version of the deadlift.
Gotcha.
So that's what I do.
I could do stiff-leg deadlifts with really heavy weight. For me, 330 pounds, I can do 6 to 8 reps. My problem is my grip fails before my hamstrings fail. And so I am now just making the decision this week to buy wrist straps because I've tried to stay away from them, but both in the bent over barbell row and in the stiff leg deadlift, I noticed that my grip is starting to limit my ability to do these movements.
Okay. Fair enough. And, yeah, I would say particularly when you're doing the stiff legged deadlift, it's better to use a double overhand grip than an alternate grip where one hand is supinated, one's pronated, because you twist the body slightly when you change the grip.
I absolutely agreed.
Yeah, you just don't want to do that. So, you know, if you're doing straps on that, that's not ideal. Ideal is to work on the grip strength, but it's also not the end of the world.
Right.
So you're going to do one or the other of those exercises. And again, just as you can alternate squat and front squat, you can alternate deadlift and trap bar deadlift. And as far as that goes, you could do a program where you alternate pull-ups and barbell bent over rowing. So you do pull-ups one workout, the next workout, barbell bent over rowing. You could do dips in one workout, bench press in another. Or if you don't like dips, you could do bench press in one workout, barbell bench press, and in the next workout, dumbbell bench press or dumbbell incline press or barbell incline press. And, you know, if you're combining that with squats in one workout, front squats in another, deadlift in one workout, trap bar deadlift in another, you know, at that point you're getting a whole lot of variety. But you're also staying within the parameters of the program. So you're always working an upper body push, upper body pull, squat, deadlift. Now, for any athletes out there listening, instead of dips or bench press, you're probably going to get more bang for your buck if you do push presses. You know, push presses are a much more dynamic, explosive, exercise than either the bench press or any other similar movement, and much more dynamic than dips. So, you know, football player, thrower, if you're trying to pack weight on for sports, you really might want to consider doing push press as your primary pushing movement. And anyone else who wants to do push presses, that's fine. You know, most people really want to do, something that works the chest muscles, so that's why I've included more of a chest-oriented movement in the program, but you're certainly free to substitute the push press. So then the question becomes sets and reps, and 5x5 is great. If you want to try 5x6 or even 5x8, that's fine.
Let's talk about something, and then I want to take a break and come back, and we'll talk more about sets, reps, and how many days you should be doing these. But so what about when you reach a point where all five sets, you're doing five reps? Would it be more logical to add weight at that moment so that you're struggling to get back to your five reps? Or would it be better to go and kind of figuratively wind out the gear a little bit further and maybe get to the point where you're doing all five sets with 6 reps, then add weight and start building back up to 5 reps again?
They all work. They all work. You can do whatever kind of progression appeals to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you build your work sets from 5 to 6 reps, or you can even build them from 5 up to 8 reps and then add weight, or when you've got 5 reps in all of your work sets, you can add weight. That means you probably won't get 5 reps in every work set, but you build back up. It's It's really a matter of what you prefer, what you find more challenging, more motivating,
more enjoyable.
More enjoyable. Yeah.
Because let's face it, you're going to enjoy the progress.
Yes.
And so how you design the progress is totally up to you. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about sets, reps, and also where does cardio fit into this, or does it? You're listening to Brooks Kubik. He's teaching you how to add 20 pounds of muscle in 6 months to your carcass using the dinosaur training method. Learn more about Brooks. If this is the first time you're hearing about him, you've been living under a rock. Go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Brooks has influenced more people that you have respect for than you realize. So many people all started out by reading Brooks' work. And now you're getting it right from his lips to your ears. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The media strikes. Keep the media dikes. As reinforcement
for the fight. And that alone keeps on guiding. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com. For the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Uh-oh. Welcome back. Okay. So sets and reps. Really, however you progress is determined by you as long as the 5x5 template is in the mean, if you will. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, the other thing is this. Everybody agonizes and they're like, how do I do 5x5? What's the right way to do it? Okay. And the answer is there are different ways to do 5x5. We've talked about that before. Try one in one workout, in one program. And after 6 or 8 weeks, try another variation. And after 6 or 8 weeks on that, try a different variation. Or try one way of doing 5x5 with, for example, your upper body exercises, and a different approach with your lower body exercises, and see which feels better, which is more fun, which you prefer. Another thing you can do, and Carl, this is exactly as if we were sitting down talking at the dinner table, because I had this conversation the other day with, or last week, with a man named Lewis.
Okay.
Young man from England who is, get this, a dinosaur fan from England who is spending the summer biking across the United States.
Really?
From Portland, Oregon is where he started. And he's been riding by himself. He's been biking 70, 80, sometimes 100 miles a day. He's going to end up in Yorktown, Virginia. And, you know, he was passing by Louisville and, you know, said, hey, can I stop in and see you? So, you know, Trudy and I brought him over and fixed him a great Kentucky dinner and
That's awesome.
Got his story. And we were talking about exactly this. He was like, how do you do the 5x5? And I said, okay, look, try this. Week one, do one particular variation of 5x5. Like, for example, do the 5x5 variation where you work up to 3 working sets of 5 reps. Okay? The next week, try the 5x5 variation where you work up to 1 working set of 5 reps. Now, obviously, you can use a little bit more weight in when you do 1 set of 5 than if you do 3 sets of 5. But you're getting more volume when you're doing 3 working sets with 5 reps. So they're affecting your body a little bit differently. And your progression is going to be a little bit different. So why not set up 2 lines of progression? You've got the 3 working sets, and then you've got the single working set, and you alternate that approach from week to week. Or another thing you can do, and I like doing this, you do, whichever 5x5 variation you want to do in week one. And in week two, you go a little bit heavier. You work up to 1 working set of 5, rest, add weight, do 1 set of 3, rest, add weight, and do a single. Not a maximum single, but a good hard heavy single. And what that assures is you're going heavier than when you're doing 3 sets of 5, or even when you're doing 1 set of 5, because obviously when you do your triple and then you do your single, you're adding weight, so you're going up. And you do the 1 week, and you do the other the next week, and you alternate back and forth, and what you find is that the weeks where you do 5-3-1, because you're going heavier, you're building more strength. You're toughening those tendons and ligaments, and you're, very important, you're building the confidence to handle heavier and heavier weights. And what that means is when you go back and you do the following week where you're doing your sets of 5, you're going to be stronger. And so you're progressing at the 5-rep level, but you're also progressing at the 5-3-1 level. Real interesting way to take basic exercises and a basic training approach, but build in a lot of variety. And the other thing that's real nice about that, you tend to avoid mental barriers. You know, if you're always doing the same thing, you get to the point where you're like, I just can't force myself to go out there and you know, add another rep or you know, add a little more weight and do the same number of reps. I feel like I've pushed myself to my limit. Well, if you're doing something different the next week, you tend not to get into that mindset. So, you know, I like simple ways of challenging the body and offering new challenges. And the alternating, set rep approach which is what I discussed with my friend Lewis, the fellow who's biking across the U.S., is a really, really good way to do that. And it's something that I would commend very strongly to anyone who's serious about strength and bulk training. You, remember, you don't want to get sidetracked and get pulled back into a high-rep, high-volume bodybuilding-type program. And you don't want to get pulled into second- and third-rate exercises. You want to stick to the really important stuff. And, I think what I just outlined is a good way to get there. Now, having said that, I think I left no time at all to cover cardio, did I?
No, we have a couple minutes. We could cover it. Let's just do it, okay?
All
right, so, it's a really short and sweet answer. Can I do cardio and still get stronger and add beef, or do I have to follow the old mantra of the early bodybuilders and cardio is a no-no?
Well, you can definitely do a modest amount of cardio and still gain strength and muscle, but you can't overdo it. And your best type of cardio is something that is not going to be stressing the knees, hips, lower back, because remember, to build maximum muscle mass, maximum strength, you need to hit your legs, hips, lower back very hard. So you really have to watch what you're doing, and you have to be you have to be careful with what you're doing. In Gray Hair and Black Iron, I go through a lot of what I call cardio for ironheads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, so for example, here's one that the Dr. Ken Leisner wrote about in, Milo magazine a long time ago, and I've always liked this one. You have a big pile of stuff in the backyard. Some big heavy rocks, big heavy logs, heavy sandbags, couple of old cast iron rusty dumbbells or whatever, okay, maybe some stuff you found in the junkyard, and you pick it up and you carry it from the north side of the backyard to the south side, and when you've moved it all over, you've moved a ton of stuff, and then you move it back, 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 and you keep moving it back and forth for, 20, 30, 40 minutes. Nice thing about that is it's very low impact. And the other thing is you're carrying heavy stuff. And people like us probably enjoy carrying heavy stuff.
Really?
More than we like doing the treadmill or doing, conventional cardio. So I throw that out. Your significant other needs to be convinced that this is a good idea. And your neighbors probably, will either get a real kick out of it or be horrified by it. But the moving heavy stuff around the yard is a pretty good cardio workout that is the appropriate kind of cardio for someone who's, doing these heavy compound movement, strength and bulk training programs. But any kind of cardio that you do, keep it under control. You don't need very much. And remember, your primary focus is going to be on your strength training. The cardio is an adjunct. It's definitely, the side dish. It's not the main course.
Gotcha.
Not by any means.
Okay. And that should sum it up right there. Okay. So that leads us to the last and final episode, which we will talk about nutrition, because none of this works unless you're eating right. And we're going to cover that in the next and final episode. Chapter of the Building Muscle the Dinosaur Way, Part 4.
And you notice my segue.
Yes. What is that? The cardio, you mean?
The cardio. I was talking about the main course and the side dish.
Yeah,
I was teeing it up for you.
Well, no, I know. And the reality is losing body fat has more to do with how you fuel these workouts than whether or not you're doing cardio. And you're going to find that out here very quickly.
That's true.
I want to Brooks, thanks so much for filling in.
Sure, my pleasure.
With extra time here. Thanks to Dr. Maria Blasco for opening up the discussion about the hallmarks of aging. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Sounds good. Thanks, Carl.
Take care.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.